In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, I said this once before on Facebook, and I got quite a lot of pushback from the likes of my wife and Suzanne Pulse. When I said, I don't like ketchup. Suzanne said that she and Jim are going to have to find a new church. That's how strongly she feels about ketchup. I don't like ketchup at all. I don't put it on anything. You want it on a hamburger? No. The only good use for ketchup is to put it on top of meatloaf. That's it. That's the end of that. My favorite condiment is mustard. I like mustard on everything. I put mustard on hot dogs. I put mustard on burgers. I have even been known, God help me, to dip French fries in mustard. Okay? I like mustard. And today we have a parable that Jesus tells us that involves mustard. And it's really fascinating. It's a very short, just few sentences that Jesus is speaking, but there is so much to actually unpack from that. And so I'm going to spend here a couple minutes, and let's talk about mustard. Now the mustard that Jesus is talking about, the plant that he is referring to in the Greek, whose name in Greek I cannot remember right now, but we know it actually is something called black mustard. It was a medicinal plant for many of the people in the Mediterranean area and would have been commonly found. It's something that people would have known about. It was a common known fact that it was, whenever it produced its buds, it had lots of seeds. And of course, that's what you work to make mustard out of. The fascinating thing about this is, of course, that this particular parable is actually mentioned in all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In Mark that we read today, it talks about it being on the earth. In Matthew, it talks about it being sown in the field. And in Luke, it talks about it being grown in the garden, which is fascinating because you have to imagine that this is these gospels were written for people in different areas, and that they could have appreciated exactly what was being said here. People in Israel did not plant mustard in their gardens. It has been sown in the fields. But people in the Greek and Roman world would have planted it actually in their garden. There's this ancient historian, his name was Pliny the Elder, and he wrote about black mustard extensively. He must have been a mustard aficionado. And he talked about the health benefits of it, but he also talked about the fact that wherever it is planted, you need to be prepared that you were never getting rid of it, okay? It was going to pop up year after year, even if you pulled it up by the root, because those seeds were scattered on the ground, and they were going to germinate, they were going to come up no matter where it is that you put them repeatedly. It's very hard to get rid of, almost impossible. So, and this is the other thing. We need to be very specific about when Jesus is talking, he says that it is the greatest of all the shrubs. Well, I don't mean to split hairs with Jesus. It's a pretty good shrub, but it's not the greatest. It's not the biggest. It doesn't grow into this big thing that you would normally find birds' nests in or anything like that. So what is it that Jesus is talking about whenever he goes into this, about how it grows into this great shrub so big that there are birds that can build nests in it? I think Jesus was trying to associate something that the people could very easily understand and appreciate. Growing this little common medicinal herb product and what it could become. You see, faith in our lives starts out, I think, very small. It starts out with this idea that you're looking for truth, that you're looking for what's real, what's right, what exists in the world, what is reality. And you start building on that. And you start developing it and growing it. It starts out small, but it can become very big. There's a couple keys, though, to growing in faith. The first is that you have to be firmly rooted. And that works out very well for an agricultural metaphor. You have to be rooted. You have to have that seed planted, and those roots have to begin to grow so that you're firmly in the ground. You're firmly somewhere. And then what do plants do? Look, I have a brown thumb. I've said this before. But even I know this. When you plant something somewhere, What's it start to try to do? It starts looking for the Son. And in our life and in our faith, we look for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We can move in that direction. We can grow in that direction if we will just allow ourselves, little by little, to look for truth and reality in what Jesus is saying. And the more that we find that truth and reality exists in what Jesus is saying and doing, the more that we can be firmly rooted in the ground, understanding who Jesus is a little more each day, growing in faith. And whatever it is that we thought we could become or might become or will become, we can be so much greater, so much better, so much bigger than that. We can become more than we ever imagined, more than anyone ever thought we could or be. We can do things that we never thought we possibly could if we just start out with that little bit of faith, if we just trust in Jesus, if we just fight that good fight, if we just go down that road that God has laid before us in faith, in hope, in trust with our Savior. We can do infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine. We can grow into something so big that the Holy Spirit could come and nest in us. Use us to transform the world. Use us to be the people God needs us to be in this very broken and hurting world. A small faith does not mean no faith. It means that there is great potential. All we have to do is desire it. The ancient prayer, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to do well for you. I believe that each and every time we think that, do that, try to act on that, those roots grow deeper and we move closer and closer to the Son. I believe the more that we actively try to live our faith, study the Word of God, spend time in prayer, the more fruitful we will become in the work that in this kingdom. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that during this time, this summer, you're able to think and act and do and be the people that you need to be for the ministry, for the kingdom of God. We will grow, my brothers and sisters. We will grow where we are planted. And by doing so, we can become fruitful. We can be the people. If your faith is not where you want it to be, work on it. I've heard many people say, well, you know, I've prayed for more faith. Okay, well, what have you done for more faith? You've prayed for it. That's like, you know, asking for a hole and just leaning on a shovel. You have to actually do something, right? Spend some time building your faith, growing your faith. Spend time in reading and meditating. Spend time going out into the world and doing the service of the church. Your faith will grow. Grow where you are planted. What may be small today, oh, so much bigger it can be. My brothers and sisters, you are mustard seeds. We can grow into amazing things. Let us try. Amen.